T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, I guess not doing anything and not working can really take a toll on people, like these rich NFL football players. I don't know how they're making it through the day, Riggs. I mean, not having a job. No, listen to this. We have another report of athletes getting in trouble because they're just screwing off, doing things they're not supposed to be doing. Here's what happened.
God.
So two guys who are in the NFL, okay? Now, one of them plays for the Giants, okay? DeAndre Baker. Now, he was the first pick, or the 30th pick in 2019.
Okay.
But we also had Quentin Dunbar. We had the first round draft NFL.
First round draft pick?
First round draft pick. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, these two guys were at this, like, get-together. And they were having a barbecue, and some kind of an argument broke out. And now they're both being charged with armed robbery, and they have arrest warrants out.
Where was this at? Did it say?
They got into this at this barbecue somewhere in Florida. Okay, they're in Florida. Yeah. This is on May 13th. Some kind of a fight happens at this hangout or this cookout, whatever. They're just playing cards and video games. And that's when DeAndre Baker whips out a gun. Okay, at this, like, literal cookout.
What?
So then the two men, yes, the two football players, the NFL players, DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar, start robbing guests at the party. So I don't know the whole story because none of this makes any sense, especially from guys that would have money. One of them was taking watches. DeAndre Baker was telling them, go take the valuables. I mean, the whole thing is bizarre. So now they have these warrants out for their arrests. The Giants say they've been in contact, but they have no statement at this time, probably because they're like, what is happening?
Where's the confusion coming from? Because if you're at a party with a friend, why are you robbing them? And none of that makes any sense to me.
It's like, okay, so let's just say, hypothetically, a fight broke out with you and your friends, right? And you were stupid enough even then to whip out a gun, right? With people you know. But then you start robbing people? I mean, how crazy do you have to be?
Maybe
you
know, they're drunk. Leave. I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. There was probably things, alcohol and arrogance and guns involved. And here we go with people making bad decisions.
They're going stir crazy, just like everyone else.
Well, now they're going to be going to prisons where they're going to be going.
They sure will, yeah.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
I almost did not go to my graduation, Allie. I almost didn't go at all. And I put my entire class at risk for the class of 2001.
Why?
Noblesville High School. And I need to formally apologize to them all. I woke up the morning of my high school graduation. I wasn't feeling so well. Mm-hmm. Just a little under the weather. In fact, I felt like complete hell. The morning of my graduation. And I was like, oh God, today is the day. I'm walking. I have to be there. There's 800 people, some in my class. This is
It's a big class.
It's a huge class. It was a big class. And I was like, what do I do if I'm not feeling well? My mom was like, you have to go to graduation. You've got to go. We've got the cap. We've got the gown. They already have you in the ceremony.
We bought everything.
Who cares if you're dying? You got to go.
Get your ass in the car. Let's go.
Yes. So high school Riggs had a temperature of 101. And you can tell in my pictures. I look like hell. I didn't want to be there at all. I was like drinking fluids. I was drinking Gatorade, trying to feel better. But I went to the graduation sick as a dog. And now looking back, knowing what I know now in 2020 about how things spread and viruses can spread so bad,
yeah.
I probably put my entire high school class at risk being there, sniffling. I left at one point, and I went to throw up during my graduation.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't even remember my graduation, honestly,
but other than
the pictures.
You gave a bunch of people the flu at graduation.
I did at the graduation.
I mean,
congratulations,
it happens,
Riggs. Class of 2001, I'm sorry I gave you all the flu. So if anybody listening got sick 2 to 3 weeks later, a couple days after, it was me.
It's so funny. We have Cindy on line three. She's still mad about graduation in 2001 when Riggs graduated. She called. I'm kidding.
I never liked Cindy.
Nobody cares.
I never liked her. I never liked her anyways. Cindy was a bitch.
There was always one of them, wasn't there?
Did you ever do something really stupid in high school that you regret? That you could think of? Like the one big thing? Is there one big thing
that you
did?
I don't even have to think. I can answer it. Last night I found all of my high school pictures, including my senior book, which I haven't not seen in probably 15 years. I was laughing so hard at the things I wrote in my senior book. Like, they're hysterical. It's like, it asks who the head of the class was of your senior class.
Yeah.
And I write down the president, Melissa.
Yeah.
And I write down the vice president, John, all these kids I went to high school with. And then I wrote at the bottom of that, I was the organizer of senior skip day. That's what I wrote
senior
in my freaking
day.
Senior book. I looked back at that and I went, oh, this is so me. We got the people actually trying in life, the real ones, and then you got the degenerates like us who are running senior skip day in high school.
Senior skip day, that was always the big controversy at our school. Because the seniors...
Apparently, I was the organizer and I've forgotten about this, apparently.
Did you remember skipping school? Did you do it?
Of course we did it.
That's awesome.
What kind of person do you think I am? You don't skip out on senior skip day.
You don't skip senior skip day. But I thought I would let people talk about the dumb thing they did in high school. If you had something you wanted to, I don't know, maybe it's ridiculous and embarrassing. Share.
I had a party and the cops came and they called my parents and somebody broke a window and that sucked.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did a lot of stupid things in high school, Rick.
See if somebody can top it.
71037,
you can text us or call 414-799-1037. It could have been something stupid or something epic, maybe. Something to make the class of 2020 feel better that you did something stupid back in 2003.
Like senior skip day.
Exactly. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Your calls and your texts next.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
There are two types of people, the people that did dumb things in high school and the people that lie about doing dumb stuff in high school, because we all
That's
did.
That's true.
We all
Even
did.
Even my sister, who was a valedictorian, the smart one, and she did stuff you think they wouldn't do, man.
So we asked, you can text us 71037 or you can call 799-1037. Matt's in Brookfield. Matt did something dumb in high school. What happened?
Well, where did he go first?
Senior year of high school.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I went to Brookfield East.
Okay.
That's what I was assuming. Go ahead. So tell me what happened now that I have a picture in my mind.
My senior year of high school, there was a big game every senior played every year. It was called Chaos.
Okay.
So what it was is teams of five, they were like Nerf gun wars. And we all threw in, I think it was like $20 a team. So it was a big cash prize pool. And the only way you couldn't get shot was you'd have to be fully nude.
Oh, God.
So, sure enough, our team made it to, like, the finals. But it turns out that we were out, like, 3 in the morning one time. We were camping out to see, like, where our opponent was. It turns out that at that point in time, there were actually people stealing cars in Brookfield at the time.
What?
So cops were out, and they happened to pull over my team's car.
Oh, God. And you guys were naked, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. So the cops pull over this car in Brookfield. It's four dudes from Brookfield East, butt naked, trying to explain why they're naked in a car in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Man. Guys are so dumb sometimes.
We are. What happened? Did they escort you home? Did they arrest you? Did they cite you? What happened?
No, they escorted us home. Okay. They already knew about the game.
Oh, God.
Luckily, I mean, like, we had towels over our
your parts,
lower half.
Okay. All right.
But, that was probably...
Can you imagine?
...moment of high school, especially because everybody found out about it.
Matt, that's
How
funny,
How many
dude.
Years ago was that, dude? When did that happen?
It was... 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. So recent.
This is great. Yeah. No, this is great.
We may have even talked about this on the show.
The Brookfield cops. Yeah, we may have seen this in the news. Yeah, right.
Yeah, probably. That's
hysterical.
It was a pretty big story. But yeah, that's my funny moment in high school.
That's ridiculous, man. Thanks for calling, Matt. We appreciate you listening this morning. Yeah, right.
And Brookfield East will never be the same.
Never, because of Matt.
And the naked dudes in a car.
We're talking about the dumb stuff you did in high school, either regretful or epic. Either one. Julie's in Oak Creek. Good morning, Julie. What happened?
Morning. So it was actually my junior year.
Okay. Where did you go?
Franklin High School.
Ooh. Okay.
Go Sabres.
Sabres.
I'm
now a Knight. You're hysterical.
Now a Knight, Oak Creek. Go.
No, you're a Knight. Okay. Go Knights.
So a lot of my friends were seniors, and we decided that we were going to go out toilet papering one night.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
One of my friends that wasn't with my group out toilet papering was the son of the superintendent of the school district.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Was he a snitch?
No. Totally cool. But he was at home with his parents.
And you TP'd his house?
The superintendent. Oh, yeah. We used an entire case of toilet paper.
God. What? Are you?
You know, these days that's a crime. You'll get arrested for wasting toilet paper these days.
That is what I call boss status. That is a rebel right there, dude.
That's awesome. I've never TP'd a house, but honestly, I've always wanted to TP a house. So.
I have, and it's a nightmare trying to clean it up, first of all, because you then go clean it up to be nice because you get yelled at by parents because you're 16 like she was. See?
Yeah.
So there's no enjoyment really as an adult with TPing, Riggs.
Oh, well.
Oh no, we did not clean it up. And they had a really long driveway lined with trees. So we had it going back and forth across the driveway from to tree all the way up to the house.
Did you do it like super late at night at like 3 in the morning?
No, it was probably like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we actually did the bushes in front of their window, which they were sitting at while we did it.
Oh my God, you rebel. Right in front of the house.
That's hysterical. So they TP'd. So she went to Franklin High School.
Yep.
They TP'd the superintendent's house.
Yeah. Good
who's
for you.
Probably listening right now. While they were friends with the kid. That's hysterical.
All right. Thanks for calling, Julie, with air quotes.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening this morning. Thanks for calling.
You can
still,
have a good day.
You too. Thanks for listening. You can still text us 71037. We'll read them. The dumb stuff we all did in high school. It's good because we all did it.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:56. Good morning. An Amazon Echo Dot could be all yours at like 10:45 this morning. Listen at home. You can tell your smart speakers to play 103.7 KISS FM and it'll listen. It takes orders.
Oh,
it
will.
You just tell it.
I love setting people's off. Hey, Alexa, play 103.7 KISS FM Milwaukee. You're welcome if I just set yours off.
Probably did. That happens all the time. I'll be on a FaceTime call with somebody. They'll tell their Alexa to do something. My Alexa will hear them. Then my Alexa starts talking, and it's just a mess. The mess.
It's always some chick trying to get involved in your biz, ain't it?
Yeah, always. So yesterday, Milwaukee unveiled their Moving Milwaukee Forward plan that allows for opening of some places like hair salons, barbershops, and nail salons and things like that, all with social distancing requirements and making sure that people are clean and wiping down one client per person is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So if you're going into those situations, they're saying outdoor playground equipment, they're going to start opening up as long as people are keeping social distancing there.
Are you going out like it's normal or are you just, where are you at, Riggs?
Because this is
the biggest emotional roller coaster I've ever been on. And as somebody texted in when this started, we were all together and now it feels like we're all apart. And it's just really upsetting. You know what I mean?
I don't think we're ever really together. It never really felt
we
were.
Maybe not.
No.
Maybe not. But anyway.
That's
the positive Riggs coming out again on a Friday.
Yeah, right?
We were never together.
The Friday efforts, right?
I'm going to go about my, I'm not over the top. I'm not itching to go to a bar or restaurant right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to be sitting down in a place.
It's just me personally. Not because I'm scared. I just don't want to yet. I'm not ready for it yet. Well, I want to make sure that other restaurants have their stuff together. They're probably very anxious, and there's a lot of people that are going to go there first. I'll let the first wave of people go. Let the restaurants get their cleaning down, get their routine down.
It sounds hypocritical what you just said, though.
What does?
You're like, I'm not, it has nothing to do with being scared. I'm just not going. Like, I'm not going because y'all go first. I actually will wait and call it scared, call it whatever. But for me, it's like, I'll do pickup. I'll do, you know, curbside, you know, pickup and delivery.
I'm not going to,
to why I'm not going in, it's, I'm going to continue to social distance for a little bit. Yeah,
I will too. Of course. I'm not fearful. I don't like living in fear. I hate that. I think it's bad for your mental health to be just scared and panicked all the time. I don't like
for
that.
For sure.
And I'm
for
not
sure.
fearful of it. No, I'm vigilant.
No, I'm
vigilant.
I don't think I'm going to die, but I don't want to hurt someone else. Either.
Exactly. I'm vigilant though. If I go out, I'm in a closed space. I got some neck scarves that go around. I can just pull it up over my face if somebody's uncomfortable.
Taking my kids. This is interesting though, because I'm not taking my kids to the store yet. Like if they come home today and they're like, can we go to the store now? It's going to be no. I'll go when you're not here. There's just no need right now to just jump kind of back into this. Because social distancing works if you do it right.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course it does. Like I would
jumping in now.
I'll
here
probably,
we go, jumping in. It's like a madhouse.
Right. Like we'll go to a friend's house. Like I'll probably start adding that into my life. Like I'll go over and have a visit with a friend. Make it safe and social. Keep it small, the gatherings. Yeah,
I'm
going to start socializing. Yeah.
Will you keep it? What will your new norm be? I guess since we all kind of have to make our own decisions because we don't have a lot of leadership right now because they're fighting, so we're left with
making our own new norm.
Yeah,
essentially.
I want a doctor to tell me what to do. I don't want anyone else. You know what I mean? Don't you feel like we're kind of just free flying through Wisconsin?
Yes, but I also feel like this is gonna I don't think that COVID's gonna go away. I think it's gonna be around for a long time, and we're gonna have to manage it. And there are a lot of things that are still around that we're having to live around and navigate as well. It's about your personal hygiene and people listening and taking things seriously.
Well, they said that. They were talking about that a lot on the news. Like, don't people just better not think they need to stop washing their hands and that this is just gone.
That's the
now.
Thing.
This
like,
is not
this,
gone.
Right. The science of it still exists. Like, there's still the virus is still out there. And other viruses are still out there, not just COVID-19. So being vigilant all the time, that's how I'm going to do it.
It was interesting listening to them talk about how China has had to learn how to manage it, where they had to have the full shutdown. They got it under control after months, but now they still have little outbreaks, but they have it so controlled and that they can trace.
Yeah.
They waited. They didn't reopen until they could trace and control the outbreak. So now when they have them, they control them, right?
Yeah.
And there was a nightclub one, I think. So that was kind of like, you have to have these in place.
And we've got way more testing now, and I'm confident in the hospitals, and I hope that people do the right thing, and the people are smart, and they're doing the social distancing as well.
Because they just quarantine people if they have the symptoms, yeah.
But I think we have to start living a life again. We're not supposed to be stuck in our houses.
That month and a half was too much for people, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot for a lot of people.
That month and a half was too much for you people.
Yeah, yeah.
Cracks me up.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is really sad news. We didn't even get a chance to really touch on this in the dirt because there has just been so much going on. But Melissa Etheridge, unfortunately, had to announce that her son has died at the age of 21 from an opioid addiction. So that's awful. Yeah, she's grieving. I can't imagine, like, reading this story. I wanted to cry because I have small sons and you worry about these things in the world with mental health, you know. You want to make sure that they're prepared for a world that's tough, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot trying to teach them those coping skills and whatnot. But yeah, Melissa Etheridge, her son, she said he finally succumbed at the age of 21 after years of having an opioid addiction. So, and he looks just like her. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He looked just like her.
I have not, honestly. No.
Sad stuff. No. Well, I didn't either till the pictures were up of them together after he passed.
There has been a spike of opioid overdoses and drug overdoses, and that's going to be a problem heading out of the pandemic as well.
Even
as we start to open, you're going to see more addiction issues, more alcohol dependency, mental health issues, all that stuff. People need to be super mindful of that, you know?
Big time. Big time. Yeah, and this was, she has two children, Melissa Etheridge. One was born in 97, one in 98. Beckett was born in 98. The other one's a girl who's still alive. But yeah.
Sad.
I don't know.
21.
Finally. And remember, they revealed who the biological father was later, and it took years. David Crosby. Do you remember any of that?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Melissa Etheridge had to say that was the dad.
Right.
So anyway, so yeah, so sad story. Melissa Etheridge grieving the loss of her son Beckett at the age of 21 to opioid addiction.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Why are your children so damn nosy? Why? Or is this really all kids that are nosy? They just have to get into everything all the time.
I don't know, because I totally went through my parents' stuff when I was a kid. So,
well, I did too.
You tell me.
I found things I wasn't supposed to find.
Yeah.
So what the hell happened with you? This is your oldest, Owen, right?
Yeah, my 8.5-year-old. I didn't know we were at this point, Riggs, but here we are. We're driving in the car, and I was picking him up from their dad's house, and out of nowhere, he says to me, "Mom, you're a bad hider." And I went, "Excuse me?" And you know, you think they're still little. They don't know anything. They're dumb, right? That's how moms are until we realize they actually understand everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What do you mean? What do you mean I'm a bad hider?" And I'm panicking.
What did he find?
I'm like, "What did he find?" I'm thinking of like 20 different things this kid could have found. Is he finding my private single woman adult entertainment things? What's he finding, right? I'm panicking at this moment, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
Was he in my nightstand? What happened?
What am I going to have to explain after this discovery?
Yeah. It turns out I kept prodding. And he just kept going, "You're a bad hider," and he'd run away. And I said, "You're going to tell me what you found, and we're going to figure out whatever you found." Because again, I'm panicking.
Yes.
He says, "Well, I'm just going to say this, Mom." And I'm like, yes, still panicking inside. Oh, God, what's he going to say? "I know what girls do in the bathroom." And I went, so again, I'm panicking again. Like, huh? Now I'm really confused.
Just tell me. Stop being like, so elusive, child.
Yeah, but he won't tell me because you know why? He doesn't really know what he found. That's what I'm realizing. He knows it has something to do with women, but he doesn't know what. He found my feminine products, okay?
Oh.
So what, right? Who cares? I'm a mom. But I've had this discussion with other moms because kids love to barge in when you're in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And the problem is when kids barge in when you're in the bathroom and you're a woman, you have a 1 in 4 chance it could be that week, okay?
Yeah.
And so you're always like, oh, you don't want them to ask what's this and what's that and what are you doing and XYZ, right?
Yeah, no, you got to explain the whole thing, menstrual cycles and babies.
Even if they're girls, because that just leads to 20 more questions that I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to get into all this with you.
No.
So you're not old enough yet. So I was so taken aback when I realized he had found the feminine products. He was then telling Hudson that girls use these things that look kind of like it was just nasty, the things he was saying, okay? And I'm like, Owen, stop talking. And I'm like, and I had to sit him down and I had to go, okay, listen, because I wasn't going to really get into what he found, but I said, what you found is a thing that girls use, yes. And I said, however, the girls your age don't know anything about this, so keep your mouth shut when you go back to school.
Oh, God.
Do not start having conversations.
You better be glad he's not going back to school, because that'd be the first thing out of his mouth.
Exactly.
Guess what I found in mom's room, mom's bathroom. Yeah. Guess what I found?
And he's going to start pointing to girls and be like, ha, ha. And they're going to be like, huh, because they're all in second grade, right? So I literally freaked out when he said, you're a bad hider. And then when he told me what he found, I was even more grossed out and horrified because I didn't want to have that conversation with a little boy. And I didn't. And I won't until he's a little bit older.
Well, good for you. Luckily, you don't have to because he's not a girl.
Yeah.
So you can save that part of the conversation.
You can text to 71037 because like I said, I've talked to other moms who have had to deal with this where the kids start to wonder what's going on with the menstrual cycle and blah, blah, blah.
Or what did your kid find of yours that you were hiding somewhere? Did they find something else?
Or did they find something even worse?
Yes.
Like your adult toys? I don't know.
71037. You can text to 71037 or call us 414-799-1037. Maybe they went... This is just a great...
There's nothing more horrible than your kids saying you're a bad hider and you having no idea what they found, okay? Nothing more.
Your stomach drops to the floor. We'll read your text and we'll take your calls next on Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Now, your children are very nosy, and Allie's child was going through and said, "You're a bad hider, Mom. You're a bad hider." And what did he find?
I panicked. Yeah. He found feminine products, I realized, after a panic of a half an hour, wondering what exactly he found.
Yep.
And then I refused to have that talk with him because he's eight, and we can talk about it later. You're not a chick and you're eight. Go away.
You start distracting him. Let's have pizza.
Right.
Let's go watch something on TV. We'll rent Trolls again. It'll be great. Distract.
People were texting to 71037 about what their kids found.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know who texted this in, but they had me laughing so hard. They said, "My eight-year-old son found our bed cuffs." We just told him they were to hold the sheet on.
Bed cuffs? Oh, somebody like the fuzzy hand towel. I see what it is.
Yes. Well, you don't have to get into detail on the air, Riggs. You know what they meant.
No.
You're like, "Oh, the fuzzy ones, like from that one place."
Yeah, you know. You know, the fuzzy ones.
Somebody else said, "My dog found the adult toy, chewed it up in the living room. Then my daughter was asking what the dog had. I was mortified."
Oh, God. Somebody on her Facebook, Jenny on her Facebook page, has put the same question out there. She said, "On Thanksgiving a few years ago, my nephew found my sister's marital aid and came running out into the living room, waving it in front of the family, saying, 'What's this? What's this?'" Just waving.
A marital aid?
Yeah, a little rubber guy, little Bob.
Oh!
Little Bob.
Oh, birth little control. Bob. Oh!
No, a marital aid.
Marital aid. Oh, see, I think of
you're
that as
Bob.
When you're not married.
All right.
The fact that you're screaming you need that when you're married, don't scream that out loud.
Hey, sometimes no you offense. Do. It's okay.
I know. Sounds funny.
Well, I really appreciate the birth control this morning from you and everybody that texted in.
You're
I
welcome.
Really do, because I don't need that in my life.
I don't need to talk to my kids about it either, quite frankly.
Nope. Do a better
job. Before I check out as a parent. No, thank you.
Maybe you should do a better job of hiding those, Allie.
Oh, my tampons?
Yes.
Screw you. I'm saying it out loud now. That's it.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Virtual graduation happens June 6th at 1037kissfm.com. You can submit your grad pics at 1037kissfm.com. It'll be on our Facebook, on our Instagram. We'll have guest speakers, some Kiss artists, and you and your pictures. You want to submit
them
right
now? That's right. It's going
to be awesome. We even had K5? What do you call
it? Somebody asked if they could put their 4K grad in. I said, what the hell? Go for it.
4K, that's what it is. I don't know those things.
Oh, man.
So they're saying now the new normal for getting like haircuts and services like this may require you to sign a waiver now, a COVID-19 waiver. Saying that you won't sue if you get coronavirus from getting
That's
a
right.
haircut. Are you going to go
That's
get a
right.
haircut, do you think? Are you going to go?
I am. I do. I have an appointment scheduled, but she's alone. You have to remember.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be going. I've already said I'm not going into busy restaurants. I'm not even going into a restaurant that has 6 feet tables 6 feet apart. I'll do pickup and delivery right now work my way up. But right now, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm reaching out to my hair lady. She's doing the same thing, like one-on-one. Yeah. That's what they have to do now. But I'll sign a waiver, of course.
Well, of course they have to, because that's what people don't understand. Like, if you're gonna deal with this virus, right? And we're going to say, okay, here we are, but you still might be putting people's lives at risk because you don't know who's carrying it and we can't see it. Okay?
Yeah.
So people have been quarantined. You don't want to, it's like a sue happy society. So it doesn't surprise me there's all these legal things that are now going to come with COVID, because it's like, well, if I serve you and you get it, that's on you kind of thing. Because you could literally start suing people if you contracted it. You know what I mean? For not protecting your safety. Yeah.
And lawyers are saying now that even the waiver might not protect the business, because there's no way to trace it back to that business. I mean, it's hard to do.
Oh, because we have no tracing in place yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So until that happens, it's going to be interesting to navigate these waters moving forward into opening up things over the weekend. You know,
as someone who, we work for a corporation, if you deal with legal stuff, and this doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Nothing about this.
There's waivers for everything. Do you understand? There's some of the simplest things we can't do because of waivers. Thanks.
Yeah, if it's something that may or may not involve death or a hospitalization, they're really going to have a waiver. ever. Like,
sure.
Really going to happen.
But I'm talking about the dumb people that are the reason we have warnings on shampoo bottles, you know? Like, those are the types of idiots.
Oh, right. Right. Yes. Those people clearly are stupid. Right. Yes.
Yes. Of course it's for external use only. I'm not going to drink shampoo. But Sally had to drink shampoo in Tennessee. Now we all have to have a warning on the bottle. Thanks, Sally. Let's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, I love this story. It is about the All-In Challenge, which we have talked about for weeks on this show, how Michael Rubin, co-founder of the 76ers, got together with Kevin Hart. They got all these celebrities to donate these really cool experiences. And a lot of them, you could just pay 10 bucks, and all that would go to COVID, and you would be put in a raffle to win some of these, including a spot on one of Kevin Hart's next movies, a speaking role. So he finally, this weeks ago, we talked about him giving this away.
And he threw in a million bucks, too, of his own money. Remember that, Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart did that also.
Yes.
He kept throwing in money.
Yeah.
But $1,000 to COVID, not to the guy who wins.
Right.
You mean. Right.
$1 million
I'm like, wait.
To the hunger relief, yeah, because that's what the whole All-In Challenge is for. Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean he gave $1,000? To the winner.
No. Yes.
Nonetheless, the winner was announced, and this is so cool because before we play him calling the winner on FaceTime, this is great.
Yeah.
We found out that the winner, his name is Henry, and he is a frontline healthcare worker. He is from Philadelphia and is a huge 76ers fan. So is Kevin Hart. And even joked that he's the next Ken Jeong because Henry, the guy who won, the frontline worker, is Asian. So he was making, so him and Kevin had chemistry. But here's Kevin surprising him on a group call. He has no idea he's about to win.
Oh my
Henry!
God.
Henry!
Oh my God.
Oh, Henry! Look how cool I get. Henry!
What's up? This is big, man. This is bigger than big. This is huge. Henry, I want to congratulate you. You are a winner. You have won this particular portion of the All-In Challenge. My man, let me break this down to you. Okay. Let me get close. That's my face getting real close. Henry, you will be in my next movie. I repeat, you, Henry, you, look at this. You, Henry, you will be in my next movie. You will have a line. You will have a trailer. You will not only have a trailer, you have an assistant. You have a 5-star hotel. You will get a car service. You're going to get the whole shebang.
That's awesome. He gets everything.
That's hysterical. He's like, you get an assistant? You get a car
service?
You
get a trailer? You get everything. You get a 5-star hotel?
If we know anything about celebrities, Riggs, it's that he's probably shouting all this out, then looking at his own assistant, Kevin Hart, going,
writing
get him a
these,
car.
Writing all these
get
things
him,
down.
Get him all the damn things. It. I just promised all these extra things. Make it happen.
No, the writers are like, damn it, we have to write this guy into the movie somehow.
But, I mean, what a great story. It ended up being a frontline healthcare worker that won the Kevin Hart movie role on the All-In Challenge for 10 bucks.
That's awesome, man.
And it's just a great, and they seem to have chemistry and be funny, even though the guy's going to have literally one line. You're not even going to know he's in it, really.
The thing that's cooler than the All-In Challenge is going to be see people winning these All-In Challenges and seeing them pay off down
happiness.
The road over the next year or so, or who knows how long, watching them do these experiences. Find out who gets to go golfing with Justin Timberlake and see this guy in the Kevin Hart movie, maybe. You'll be like,
would you die?
That's the guy that won the All-In Challenge, yeah.
If you won the Justin Timberlake golfing?
Oh my God, it'd be
like,
insane.
I would,
insane.
And by the way, Riggs, can I just leave you with this? When we first started talking about the All-In Challenge, what they had raised like $8 million or something with all these celebrity experiences you could try to win for 10 bucks.
Where's it
They're
at
up
now?
To 42 million for COVID relief and feeding the hungry kids.
That's
so
awesome.
Pretty awesome little thing they have going on there.
Very cool. Hey, on the way next, we're going to hook up an Amazon Echo Dot for free. And think of the three words that describe your mood going into the first weekend of things being quote open. You have three words.
Three? Think of
three words. That's all you get. We're going to limit it. You get those three words next. Hold on.
Hell no, Kay.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So you only get three words, okay? Three words to describe your mood heading into the first weekend of things being somewhat open. How are you feeling? Somebody earlier called and she said, what did she say? anxious, nervous, and sad, or something like that.
Yeah.
What you said?
Yeah.
You, what did you say, Allie? What was yours?
I said, hell no, K.
Hell no, K.
Even though K is only a letter, not a real word.
That'll work. That'll work.
I also, what was the other one? I said, I'll be here. I'll be here. And by here, I mean
at your house.
Social distancing. Yeah.
You'll be there at your house. Mine would be hopeful, optimistic, and cautious.
There
that would
go.
Be mine.
I like that.
That would be mine. Mine through my three. Yep. What are your three? You only get three, 799-1037, or you can text to 71037. Yes.
They texted. Somebody said, disappointed, confused, and concerned.
Oh.
Confused is a good word.
Confused is one I want to use, too.
Confused is a good word, yeah.
Yes. A lot of people are confused. Three
like
words.
A child.
Yeah.
You're looking at your parents like, somebody tell me which way to go, and they're both pointing different directions.
So I can go in this restaurant, but not that restaurant? What?
And then mom says, no. And then dad's like, yeah, you can.
71037. Three words to describe your mood. 799-1037.
Dude,
we got
our
people texts texting.
Are hysterical. I shouldn't even be laughing, but from one end of the spectrum to the other.
You can text us 71037. What do they say?
One says cautious, open-minded, eager. Those are their three words.
Yeah.
Somebody else said another spike incoming.
Okay.
Somebody else said close down again. Somebody else said finally I'm free. Somebody else said insanity, margaritas, safety. So we're
Ooh.
Getting all over the place.
I want to party with that person.
Yeah. Somebody else said disappointed, confused, concerned, which we read before on the last break. Which the confused I said should be should be everyone. Quite frankly,
we're getting a wide range of them on our Facebook page as well. From Let's Do This, who's Riley, she's an essential worker, to Jennifer that says tired gardening and vodka.
Tired gardening and vodka.
That's what she's doing this weekend. Crazy, worried, excited is what Stacy said.
Okay.
Jenny Olson said, what's a weekend? Fair.
Huh.
Fair.
Exactly.
Fair.
Exactly.
Somebody else said, loving each day. Somebody said, excited, going golfing. Justin's going golfing. So, three words. I said cautious, optimistic, and hopeful. Those are my three words. That's kind of how I feel.
I said, I'll be here. And I also said, hell no, okay? Somebody else texted in, back to work.
There you go.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
A lot of people are going back to work now.
Yep.
So
this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 10:55. Good morning.
Morning.
We got another chance for you to do a jump around. The Wisconsin statewide jump around is tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We do it for all the essential workers. 3 o'clock with UW Credit Union. I'll be here. And then all you need is a radio or your radio.com app. And then we'll play House of Pain jump around. It's like a big Wisconsin tradition.
And everybody
does it around their house or outside or wherever they are. Jump around. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on KISS FM. Plus, today looks nice. Nice weather today.
Dude, it's amazing today.
Yeah. 72 for a high today.
Muggy.
We'll take it, man. It is a little muggy. It is a little muggy. It's never perfect, though. So the Safer at Home order was overturned statewide. However, there are counties and cities who are still enacting their own Safer at Home orders with their own regulations and rules to keep things safe. Because while a lot of us do want to open, a lot of us are not ready. But the people that are ready to open, they need to get back to work, are wanting to do so safely. And that's what these orders are for. Like Dane County is going to be continuing to follow the Badger Bounce Back plan that they have in place, which kind of makes sure that we're trending downwards with positive cases. Mm-hmm. Before they start opening up, the city of Milwaukee released a whole new plan called Moving Milwaukee Forward, where they're saying there are places like restaurants and bars are closed to dine-in customers until at least the 26th is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. City of Racine has announced that they're going to keep the Safer at Home guidelines until May 26th, because Racine had kind of an outbreak down there as well.
Well, yeah, because you got us bordering on Illinois, and the closer you get, especially, it's not a surprise with the bigger cities like Milwaukee and Madison, you know.
Yeah. And suburban Milwaukee County also released their own list of rules and regulations saying that restaurants and bars are still only to curbside and delivery only until at least the 26th, and they're opening some other things here and there. Basically, look to where you are, and you can find it online. because it's so different in different places. Because Waukesha County may be open, but then a restaurant in Milwaukee County may not be open. So people will be going back and forth, which is a concern of some people. But just if you're going to go somewhere, do it safely and call ahead and make sure that the place that you're going to is open and find out what their practices are. Because everybody's doing kind of their own thing right now. It's kind of created chaos and confusion.
Well, that's what they were talking about last night. That's why there's so much confusion. It's like, well, okay, let the governors and the states decide. And then the states are like, no, we're not going to letting the governor, because we're the only state that really did this. So everyone's like, huh? So now you're like, well, okay, so we're not following the governor, but we're following who? Like, you know, it's like a mess.
Right.
And they didn't come out. It's just a mess. I can't even.
No matter what changed, even the things may be open, the virus still exists. It is still out there, as does any virus. So just still be mindful of washing your hands, wearing a mask when you can, social distancing.
I think that's important, is that that's what they were saying last night. They were like, don't think that you don't have to continue your hygiene at this point.
Right.
Like, don't think we're done washing hands and so, like, don't go out and do your thing, but please.
Yes.
Don't just drop all that stuff to the wayside. That should continue. That's what they were saying last night. They were like, don't think that you don't have to continue your hygiene at this point.
Right.
Like, don't think we're done washing hands and so, like, don't go out and do your thing, but please.
Yes.
Don't just drop all that stuff to the wayside. That should continue. And that was the World Health Organization last night saying that. So.
Why am I going to listen to them, Allie? I'm going to listen to them. What do they know?
I don't know who the hell to listen to anymore, Riggs.
Right. Be safe and do
I'm
your
kidding.
Thing. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Riggs, I got to tell you, like a month ago, when I would go out for my essential shopping trip, I would stock up on soap. And not obnoxiously. I think I would get maybe 4 bottles because I have 3 bathrooms. And the soap is going like crazy.
Yeah, and 2 kids.
And 2
and
kids
nanny,
who are
and you who are
and
all
a nanny
their hands.
Who's
yeah.
pregnant who's uh-huh. pregnant and washing her hands like crazy, and then my kids actually washing their hands for once.
Good.
So now the soap is just, we're going through it like crazy.
Yeah.
But then I go out the other day and there's no soap anymore. I'm like, oh God, where did the soap go? A month ago I had no problem finding soap. What, we all decided to wash our hands now? Like, I'm super confused by this. Okay. Now I digress. So we got into this discussion. I said, but I won't buy the non-foam soap. Like, I realize I'm a soap snob.
Oh, you like it to come out in like the little puff automatically.
I want foamy soap. I'm all about foamy hand soap for some reason. So when you get that thicker, like Dial soap, you know, the non-foamy, I'm like, eh. Now, look, do you have a soap preference is what I'm getting at, or am I being weird that I like foamy soaps?
You are.
I'll wash it without, but.
You are, but I kind of like the gel soap. I think it's a little bit thicker. I feel like I get more clean. I'm sure you're getting the same amount of clean. Regardless, if you're washing your hands for 20 to 30 seconds. Yeah.
And they've even said, I've even heard them say more than once,
I just wash
you
my
don't
hands.
Even have, it's just soap and water.
Yeah.
You don't even have to freak out and try to get the antibacterial. I've heard the professionals say that. Just soap and water is like the best thing, you know?
I prefer the gel, I think. I like to be able to pump it out a little bit. And we got into this debate yesterday because the person that cleans our bathrooms here takes because the foaming hand soap is a little bit more liquidy, right? Because that comes out more foamy.
Is why I like it.
And she's been pouring the foaming soap into the gel soap and watering it down so it's all messed up. So when I go to pump out the regular soap that I think is going to be that like thick Dial soap, it
the
just
stuff
squirts.
You did when you were a kid or that you learned to do when you're saving money. You just
now
add it to
Now it's shoots out like water all over the place. It gets on my pants. It's a mess. It's a mess. I want my regular thick soap back. You people have
to 71037.
Or you can call 414-799-1037. Do you have a soap preference?
Yes, foam soap all day. We sound ridiculous, but welcome to 2020, dude.
It's an important conversation because washing your hands still of paramount concern. Your soap suggestions.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We were just having a soap conversation because hygiene's still important, even though safer at home might be lifted. You still got to wash your hands.
Bella,
you still
got to. My dog is barking. Do you? I can't even. This is like.
Hey, man,
welcome
it's working,
to working
from
home.
I just ignore it.
Well, you know, it's nice out and everybody's outside, so she's probably barking at people in the front yard, right? You know, in their front yard.
Well, it's gorgeous out. Everybody's out doing that. Yeah.
Beautiful out today.
But you're a foam soap girl all day.
Yeah.
If you can.
And I didn't want to sound snobby, but I'm like, you know, in a day and age where we realize that soap and water is everything and you should not stop washing your hands just because we're reopening. This is super important.
Yeah.
I'm finding that I'm buying soap a ton, but now I can't find it, and I want the foamy. I'll buy either. As someone texted in, they said, I prefer the foam too, Allie, but I'll buy either. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But call me a soap snob. I just like foam soap.
Someone else texted at 71037. I agree. Foam soap, especially with the little ones. It's easier to lather and rinse off.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Yes, that's right. What they said is right, which is what I was getting at, that the other soaps are thicker.
Yeah.
So you get the too much gel and you feel like you're scrubbing. I don't know. I can't explain. You know, right. I don't have to explain it. You know what I mean.
I do know. It feels like it's more lathered with the foamy soap. I can agree with that 100%.
Because it's like when you first take shampoo with the regular soap and you have to really rub it together to make it foamy.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of idea.
Yeah, but it's already foamed for you. It's great.
But I want the foamy. Yeah. Who am I?
I don't know who you
Sitting
are.
Sitting at home complaining about how I need foam soap.
It's getting kind of hard to find it here and there. And I thought the other day I went into a convenience store to make my, you know, my weekly run for my energy drinks. Because I'll buy them in pallets, Allie.
In bulk.
Yeah, I buy them in bulk.
Riggs, you are not the only one buying caffeine in bulk. In fairness, I'm team buying bulk caffeine right now. I've got so much coffee and Diet Coke, it's not even funny in this house.
But I went to a convenience store of all places, not thinking I would see soap or hand sanitizer or Clorox wipes or anything like that. And as I'm checking out, I set down my drinks on the counter and I look down and there are three things of Clorox wipes. Fresh in the wrapper.
I haven't seen Clorox wipes in months. Like I look every time, nothing.
Still in the wrapper.
Wait a second.
Fresh Clorox wipes. Three of them. And I look down and I say to the lady, at this point, I'm the only person in the gas station. And I go, are these Clorox wipes for sale? And she goes, yeah, did you want them? I said, you're damn right I want them. So I hand her all three. And she goes back behind the counter. And she's looking all confused at him. And I go, is something wrong? And she goes, hold on a second. Let me go talk to my manager.
Oh, no.
She comes back out and she goes, no, these are the cleaning wipes that we bought for the store. I'm sorry. The store stock was accidentally sitting out. It shouldn't have been. So you can't buy these. And you would not believe my heart dropped down to my stomach, Allie. I felt horrible. It was like finding something awesome and then finding out that it doesn't really exist. Like
you
thinking
were on
that
this
you...
Yeah. Hi. You thought you won. Honestly, it's kind of like thinking you scratching a card off and thinking you won the lottery, but you didn't. But for 10 seconds, you thought you did.
I was getting I was getting ready to text my wife and be like, you're not going to believe what I found, honey. Clorox wipes in a gas station of all places. But no, they were for the damn store.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
And teachers are going to kill me for this. No, this is maybe it's not a secret, but it's a secret to people like you who don't have kids.
Yeah.
You know where Lysol wipes are sitting right now, not being touched? And I'm sure every parent has thought about this.
Oh, shut up, because I've seen them. I know what you're talking about.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, they're in schools.
At the beginning of the year, we donate Lysol wipes, like tons of them, to teachers. That's like part of the school list.
Uh-huh.
And I would volunteer until we got shut down once a week. So I would see the Lysol wipes in the school classrooms. So when everything got shut down, people going, can I get those Lysol wipes back from the school? Because you know they're sitting in there.
My wife and I, we walk around Forest Home Middle School because it's empty over by where we live. We do laps around it. And every time we walk behind the school, I look in this one window and there is a full unopened thing of Clorox wipes sitting on her name is Mrs. Moss, and it's sitting on her desk. And we look in there and I'm like, damn it, Mrs. Moss, you're not even using them.
Right, Mrs. Moss should have done the thing where she goes in, steals them, and goes home and acts like they were never there. Right. Okay.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 11:53. Riggs and Allie are now on till noon. Mm-hmm. Today's going to be beautiful, so get out and enjoy it if you can, because 72 for a high, you can't beat that, man. You can't beat it.
No.
70s are back tomorrow. I mean, it's May now, so it should just stay like this for a while.
Well, and as someone who has experienced their birthday in May for years in Wisconsin, it's either freezing and I have like the biggest coat on in the pictures, or I have a tank top on and we're living our best life. There's never been any consistency in Wisconsin in May, in fairness.
Not at all. Not at all. By the way, I have to drop your birthday gift off. Can I do that next week? I can drop it off at your house,
Riggs,
right?
Don't bring me anything. I told you. I finally have an excuse to ignore my birthday. During COVID.
Too bad. Because your gift's been sitting in my basement with a reminder to get it from my basement. Because I got it for you a while ago.
Stop buying me stuff. No. Okay, drop it off. My kids will be so excited. They'll be like, Riggs, what did you get us?
I'm going to wait till I'll bring it next week. Because I don't trust you to not open it.
You're right. Actually, I totally open it.
You'll
you're
open
right.
it, then you'll fake that you're excited. Yeah.
Don't bring it until my birthday, which is May 20th.
I don't care about my birthday, but it's May 20th.
If you want to drop it off, May 20th.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something from you.
Okay, go ahead.
That
you
cannot trust children because they will snoop through all of your stuff and find all of your things. And when you're a woman, there's some personal things that you have. One of those personal things?
I don't have the guilty face much when I get busted, but boy, when my kid said, "Mom, you're a bad hider," about 9 different grown-up things ran through my head of what he might have found. I'm not going to lie. And I started panicking. And then I was like, Well, luckily he didn't find any of our adult toys, but nope. He did find feminine products, to which he thought he knew everything because he found them. And he was convinced he knew what they were, but... we're not having that convo yet. He's 8, okay?
At what age does he get where you can say, you know what, just go Google it and find out what happens?
When he has his own computer that he can Google on and he goes through puberty, then he can learn about girls going through puberty as well. How about that?
did you learn anything on the show this morning?
Oh, what didn't I learn? I would say that basically I learned that Riggs does not like the same soap as me, okay?
Nope.
I'm foam soap all day.
Yeah, huh?
Because washing your hands is so important right now, and they're telling us to keep doing that. Don't stop, because Wisconsin decided to reopen. Don't stop. The virus is still out there. It's not the time. But I'm a foamy soap snob, and you like the gel better.
I love the gel, man.
It's too thick.
I like to get a good rough scrub going, and I feel like I get cleaner with that. Mm-hmm. I like to create my own lather rather than having the lather created for me with the foam. Well, I like to build my own lather because.
Yeah, I get it. And I also learned that you tried to steal Lysol wipes from a gas station that wasn't selling them. Way to go, dude.
I did. I didn't steal them, though. I would have.
You thought
though.
They were for sale, but they were really the store's stash and they didn't know it.
I should have taken them when she went back to talk to the manager.
I was going
to
say, Riggs, could you imagine, like, that's what one of us gets arrested for? Yeah. And we wouldn't even care.
What were
We'd
you
be
stealing?
Like, I got arrested for stealing.
Clorox
you
wipes?
Stole. Why? It was Lysol wipes. Oh, okay. Dismissed. Case dismissed.
Fair enough. As long as they went to a good cause, somebody got to use them. You can catch our show at 1037kissfm.com. Craig Carson's up next. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.